Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special teaching, You've Already Got It, was recorded at the 2013 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. And now here's Andrew.
God's done more for us than what we've ever appropriated. Most of us are living a very, very sub-normal Christian life. And we're begging God to do things that He's already done. It says in Romans chapter 8, I believe it's verse 18, I reckon that the sufferings of this present world are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. It didn't say the glory that shall be revealed to us. When we all get to heaven, then we're going to be overwhelmed. I believe what's going to happen is when we get to heaven, we get a renewed mind and we find out that we had the same power on the inside of us that raised Christ from the dead, and we allowed sickness and disease and depression and hurt and pain and all of these things to go on, we are going to be kicking ourselves. This is why the Lord's going to have to wipe tears away from our eyes. Not because we all limped into heaven and just barely made it. It's going to be because we're going to know all things as also we're known. And we're going to say, God, you mean I was begging for this and this and this, and you had already done it, and I live my whole life oppressed by the devil? I have people come up to me in these lines all of the time, and they will tell me what's wrong with them. And they'll mention 15, 20 things that are wrong with them. And sometimes I'll just say, why did you let this happen? And people will look at me like, I didn't do anything to let this happen. I didn't want this. I didn't ask for this. But you know what? Most people don't believe they have anything to do. So if they have a pain, they just go to the doctor and let the doctor treat it. And then they get another pain and they let the doctor treat that. They don't resist. They don't fight. They don't stand up and do anything. And whether you realize it or not, we just allow the devil to walk all over us. And we're the ones with this raising from the dead power on the inside of us. There is zero reason for us to be sick and poor and have all of the problems that we've got. The only justification for it is our ignorance. And we need to find out that, praise God, He that's in us is greater than he that's in the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. We don't need more pleading with God. We don't need to beg more. We don't need to get 100,000 people to join us and call the prayer chain. We just need somebody to stand up and believe God. And I will say this, I think most people do this totally out of ignorance. It's not being taught us what we have in Christ. People are trying to empathize with the hurting so much that we basically come down to their level. And I'm not trying to condemn you if you're sick, if you're depressed, if you're poor, if you're discouraged. I'm not trying to condemn you. I have compassion for you, but I think sometimes the most compassionate thing you can do is ask them to bend over and give them a good, swift kick in the rear, amen, and say, straighten up. Man, shake yourself. Come out of this. Don't let the devil run over you. James 4:7, submit yourselves therefore unto God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. If the devil hasn't fled, you haven't resisted. Somebody says, oh yes, I'm resisting. I asked a person one time, so how do you pray? And they said, well, I said, dear devil. I said, you know what? That's not resisting. God gave you a temper, not so you could get angry at people, but so you could get angry at the devil. You ought to hate arthritis. You ought to hate the cold. You ought to hate the flu. You ought to hate poor eyesight. You ought to hate headaches. You ought to hate these things and not put up with it. And yet it's amazing to me how people just give in to this stuff. Well, but I'm only human. Well, I'm not. One-third of me is wall-to-wall Holy Ghost. One-third of me has the power of God on the inside of it, and I am not going to go out with a whimper. Moses was 120 years old and his natural force wasn't abated nor his eyesight dim. And if he could do that under the old covenant, I ought at least be able to do that good under the new covenant. Amen. And I know some of you are thinking, oh man, you're just setting yourself up for disappointment. There's a lot of people that don't want to get their hopes up because you might be disappointed. What happens if I'm believing for something and it doesn't work? And so rather than run the risk of being disappointed, you just live a life of mediocrity and sickness and pain and hurt and failure and just settle for nothing. I guarantee you, I'd rather run the risk of being disappointed. There's a lot of people that are shooting at nothing and hitting it every time. I'd rather shoot at the stars and if I miss, land on the moon than to shoot at nothing and hit it every time. Brothers and sisters, it's kind of strange the way I approached all of this tonight, but I just did it. Amen. So anyway, I'll try and be more organized with the rest of this and I'll try and do better, but sometimes you just need to give a scatter shot and hit everything instead of a rifle shot and hit the bullseye. And so tonight I want to encourage you that God has done more for you. There is no reason for us to be defeated and discouraged. There is no reason for us to be oppressed by the devil. There's no reason other than the fact that people are perishing for a lack of knowledge. I'm trying to raise your sights and let you recognize that God wants you to live a victorious life. And He's given you everything it takes. The only thing missing is our trust and belief in what God said He's done. And we're going by what we see. We're looking around at other people and thinking, well, everybody seems to be as miserable as I am, so this must be the way that it is. And we need to go to the Word of God. We need to start looking in here and we need to start living up to this. You know, I hope that one of the responses to this tonight is that some of you get sick and tired of being sick and tired. I hope that some of you just say, I've just about had as much of this as I'm going to take. I couldn't tell you how many times I have just gotten fed up, and when I get fed up and angry, then boom, I get my answer and I think, why did it take me so long to get to this place? I remember when Jamie and I first got started and we were really struggling. We had a little, a 66 or 64 Bel Air Chevy? Bel Air? Oh, it was an Impala. And anyway, we were going to sell that thing for $350, and we needed this money. And I'd waited 3 weeks and I came from $350 down to $250. And still, nobody would even come look at the car. And the Lord had already told me that was the way He was going to meet this need, and I couldn't get anybody to come look at this car. And so anyway, I finally had taken all I was going to take, and I went down to our church and I got mad. I got to screaming, yelling, kicking the walls, groaning in the spirit, praying. It's a long thing. I learned some things through that. But anyway, I got so upset. I went home to tell Jamie. I said, it's done. I said, this car is sold. I said, whatever was hindering that, I dealt with it and it's over. And before I could tell her, she said, quick, a guy just called. He'll be down at the church in 5 minutes. He wants to buy the car. I didn't even get to tell her that it was done. She told me. And I went back down in this car when you... the U-joints were out, and it was the old car that, you know, the key. You'd put the key in the slot, and the thing bounced so bad that the keys would fall out of the ignition. And it had holes in the floorboard, and you had to grab them real quick, or the keys would fall out into the road. And it would pump. If you turned on the heater, it pumped water on your feet. It burned a quart of oil every 50 miles, and the block was broke, and it was just a mess. And this guy came down and wanted to give me $250, had cash. And I said, you got to drive it around the block. He says, I don't want to drive it around the block. I'll just give you the money. I said, no, I want you to see how this car is. So he got in, drove it around the block, took off in this huge cloud of smoke. We got back around and he parked it and he says, could I please have the car now? And I said, well, yeah. So anyway, he gave me my money and he said, 3 weeks ago, when you put that sign on that car for $350, I told my wife, that's my car. and says, she's been fighting me for 3 weeks, saying the last thing we need is another junk car around here. And he says, all I want it for is for parts. I'm going to tear it apart and cannibalize it and use it. And he says, I've been waiting for 3 weeks. And he says, I was in there watching a football game, and my wife just walked in and threw the money in my lap and says, go buy the old car. So he called and got it. And anyway, when all that happened, I thought, why did it take me 3 weeks to get to a place to where I was mad and got in and fought and made this thing happen? I tell you, one of the reasons that we aren't experiencing more of the blessing of God manifest in our life is because we can live without it. As long as you can live without it, you will. But when you get to a place where I've gone as far as I'm going, I'm not going to live like this, and you start building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, and you start resisting and fighting these things, I guarantee you, Satan will flee from you when you resist him. If he hasn't fled, you haven't resisted. You might have desired, you might have begged, you might have pled, you might have come to God trying to get pity, but you haven't stood up and taken your authority and power and resisted, or the devil flees. Thank you for that one. Come on. I know some of you are thinking this over. You aren't sure you want to assume that responsibility. But let me just ask you, how's it working for you the way you're doing it? If what you're doing isn't working, maybe you ought to change. Maybe you ought to step up to the plate and accept some responsibility and recognize God's already done His part. Now we need to stir ourselves up, and we need to get in and do these things. Amen?
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on You've Already Got It. This 5-part series was recorded at the 2013 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar, and it's available for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM255 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries, and be sure to specify CD or DVD.
I'd like to remind you that today is the last day that we're going to make this product available to you. And I really believe it's important for you to get this. Now, we are going to continue to offer the whole album and the teaching, but the individual teachings we offer one at a time. And we do this for people who could not or would not send in an offering to get the entire teaching. We offer each individual CD in the set available one at a time. My partners have enabled me to do that, and today will be our last day to offer this individual teaching. So please listen to our announcer as he gives the information about how you can get these materials, and then call or write today.
The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first CD when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.